Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's right. Damn, if it ain't Wednesday already, you're in the loop.
Yeah, man.
Right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, La Figgy Fig, and you in the various mediums that you can get involved with the program. The Jim Allen, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610, and also on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams. Both on YouTube, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. Let's get into it, man. I was very much, you could inject it into my veins. That's the place that I was. I was high on watching postseason basketball last night. And the team that we are rooting for, that we are watching intently, wasn't even playing because it was. But we do have a matchup now for the first round of the playoffs for the Rockets. It'll be the Golden State Warriors as the Warriors defeated the Memphis Grizzlies. I mean, not easily, mind you. Like, we were all in a place like yesterday where we were like,
I was like, it's over.
Yeah, Golden State probably does that. Nope. Although the efforts of this man absolutely helped in that situation.
It's Curry off the screen, fakes, fires, stuck it. He just stuck it.
That's Steph Curry, and you'll see him again for the fifth time in seven instances in the playoff postseason appearances. It'll be the Golden State Warriors again, which, I mean, poetically, that is nice, right? Like, fifth time in 11 seasons is what it comes out to, that this is a part of the path, and it feels like there's an opportunity, like I mentioned, for, like, you know, some poetry here, if you want to view it this way, to exercise some demons from years past, or just to, like, you know, put a dagger in a dynasty that feels like it might be coming to the end of its tenure.
How about just fun?
Fun is good enough as is.
that's the narrative for me. This is going to be fun, and last night was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so let's take it from that perspective. We still have plenty of days to do a larger dive into the series that starts on Easter Sunday, 9:30 at night, mind you. 9:30 at night.
I'm going to have to take that B. Scott route of conditioning myself now.
You haven't already started, brother. You're going to be late. You're like the guy who's like, I'm going to run a marathon
next week.
And then two weeks. I was like, I feel like I should probably start training. No, it's too late, brother. You're going to be in hell. But with that being the case, like, what were your takeaways from this play-in game? Again, 713-572-4610.
So much to dig into, and just full disclosure, I was telling you guys this morning, watch the Astros, obviously. Boy, are we going to get to that. And then started watching this game, and I'm like, yeah, Memphis is probably going to make a run, but I'll catch up on the rest tomorrow morning. Boy, 5:30 this morning, got my coffee, turned on the TV, and I went, whoa.
now, do you check the score before you watch it?
No.
Okay, you go in blind.
I compare it to fresh fruit. Let me explain. If you buy fresh fruit on a Tuesday night, you can have it Wednesday morning, it's still fresh. Now, if you have it a week later, it's not as fresh. Or if you already know it's going rotten, it's not fresh. So it was like I describe it to fresh fruit. It's still fresh to me.
as long as you don't know what's happening with it.
I knew was I made the mistake of reading y'all's texts, and I knew got good. That's the only thing I knew, that it got good. Because of y'all's
which
text.
I feel like that's probably the one thing that you do want to know in that moment.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, it was a 20-point game at one point in favor of the Warriors.
And I went, yeah, they'll make a run, but I'll catch up in the morning.
Yeah, so, like, I can understand if you would came into that, like, all right, let me finish this up, but I don't know if it's going to get good again. I feel like that was probably enough to keep you going.
Figgy kind of ruined it for me. Figgy kind of ruined it for me.
Damn, Figgy.
We was live texting, man.
I know, but I wasn't looking at him.
Because he hasn't conditioned himself, that's why.
Because it was fresh fruit to me, but when he started talking about the Florida reference, I went, ooh, it must have gotten real good.
Yeah, what is Reggie Miller doing, dog? Like, first and foremost, generally...
It wasn't even close.
I'm just always out on Reggie Miller as...
He was irritating me, man.
So, Figgy, you really didn't ruin it for me, because when I saw it live to me, fresh fruit to me, you know... I was like, well, that's nothing like the Florida game.
you didn't have to take that swipe. Nobody needed to hear that in a situation where they don't get a shot off.
Back to where we started here. I'm watching it, and I'm not going to lie, man. You know, as much as it was fun, it was awesome to watch it this morning, the end of it and all that stuff. It was a little worrisome to me. You know, just
really,
it was a little worse to me.
I went a very different way than you on the larger, broad strokes.
Well, let me explain, because I started, you know, obviously writing down some stuff, and I'm like, first thing I wrote down was playoff Jimmy.
Yeah, I was just saying that a moment ago. Like, in watching the game, I looked at the box score periodically because I try to have like that second screen in order to kind of keep some of that in my face. But I did not pay attention to the fact that he dropped 38 of them things. I realized that like this morning. I was like, wait, 38 points there.
He was attacking too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that was one of the things that was very evident is that Zach Edey, dog. Hey, man, that is problematic in that game, where I feel like that's going to be that. Yeah. That is the effect of having in some ways, a coach that is an interim that has not been in many of these circumstances and honestly has not been at the helm making the decisions for this team for a very long period of time. They had Zach Edey on Jimmy Butler, and I imagine the thought process was Jimmy Butler is a reluctant three-point shooter.
Yeah.
That has never been a huge part of his game. He'll take them from time to time, right, when you have to, but he's not – and even in this game, you saw multiple instances where he, you know, with the 7'4" guy giving him space on the three-point line, he pump faked, thought about it, passed the ball away, got the ball back, then shot a three.
Yeah.
But even then, I understand the idea is, okay, we can keep this big guy on the floor, guard this guy who's not going to take threes and it's not going to hurt us, except Zach Edey did not get to the right levels. Mm-hmm. He was too slow-footed, and Jimmy Butler was able to drive by him in a lot of circumstances. Like, that was really problematic, and it made me wonder, is there any circumstance under which, like, the size that the Rockets are wanting to employ at times can hurt them in the same way that the Zach Edey decision to play.
I want to get to that.
Hit him.
I want to get to that for sure, because the second thing that that I wrote down was, and I put it on the doc exactly how I wrote it down on my phone, late game Steph. And let me give you, I'm on an analogy kick right now, so let me give you another analogy.
All right, Seth Payne.
Years and years ago.
He is trying to be Seth.
Yeah. Years and years ago, Rice University football started out like 4-0. And then they went up to Ohio State. And I was sitting next to the Rice beat writer. And he goes, he looks at me, he goes, I think Rice has a chance today. I think Rice has a chance today. And Ohio State was like 2-2 or whatever. And I looked at him and I said, bro, that's Ohio State. That's Ohio State. And Ohio State beat him by 30 points. So that's my point with Steph Curry. That's Steph Curry. I don't care about fading. I don't care about it's not the same team. End of a dynasty. That's Steph, brother.
Do you care about a thumb injury?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think it's very serious.
You saw him grimacing, yeah. And there was a solid 7-minute stretch that spanned the late portions of the third quarter into the fourth quarter,
yeah,
where he did not get a bucket, and it wasn't just like the ball wasn't getting to him. It seemed very clear that he was in pain and he was trying to kind of limit that. Now, of course, yes, he does
then,
come back around.
Then what happened?
He's still going to be that nuclear bomb.
Three-pointer in the corner, that was huge.
Yeah.
Another three-pointer.
Especially if the game is close, yes, and stuff like that. Yeah, I think that.
So let me give you that analogy.
But that, he didn't have the greatest shooting night, though.
Yeah, that's Steph.
Sure.
That's Steph Curry, guys.
No, agree. But I do wonder, like, what does that mitigate this in a way that makes it more palatable, especially when you know, that he had that level of injury. Now, Steve Kerr did mention in his post game that winning this game, one of the things for them that it does, they have 4 days off, and it gives them an opportunity to rest, especially with an older team, with that, all those things. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, after 83 games, that they feel like they're back where they need to be. Mm-hmm. And obviously the playoffs, you get those days off in between, especially the first 4 days when you can get sometimes 3 days or, you know, 3 days or 2 days off in between, I guess is the way that I wanted to put that, between games. But I do wonder, like, if you have those a few moments where Steph isn't on his grind, this Rockets team is not that Memphis Grizzlies team. I think that they can make this a lot tougher if Steph isn't up to 100%. And then also on top of that, I do wonder, are the Rockets going to navigate the kind of like movement offense? I kind of liken it, if I want to give an analogy, to like in soccer, how, you know, the Jogo Bonito or like the beautiful game that you'll see teams play where they're just like moving the ball fluidly.
Right.
Like, are the Rockets better equipped to navigate those screens with all of the wing players, wing defenders, particularly with the men Thompson that they're able to, you know, throw at Steph and the likes of their perimeter players?
And that's why to answer your previous point about, you know, the bigs and the Rockets. That was the other thing. The other note I wrote down is the Warriors' ball movement was about as good as you could get in long stretches. I mean, they were using, you know, obviously the high pick and roll. You know, I saw a tweet at one point. Zach Edey is like Yao Ming if Yao Ming got tariffed.
Wow.
did
Yao Ming get the ball stolen from when he kept getting rebounds for bringing the ball down?
No, because he was better. But off ball screens, you know, everything, even that shot that with 1 minute and 50 seconds left that Steph made, the ball touched five hands. It touched Steph in the middle of it all. Then he went back to the corner. Then he knocked down the three. So it did make me think a little bit. Now, I have a world of confidence, as you know. I'm a big fan of Ime Udoka. But that's what they can do. You know, can they do that to Şengün is who I was thinking about. You know, can they isolate him all of a sudden?
And that's the interesting thing, because Şengün is probably the more slow-footed of your defenders. Or even if you want to put out these big lineups, I'm interested to see how that works. Because, I mean, and then having all those guys like navigate the screens, and maybe more importantly, right, I think the Rockets sometimes are early – for a large stretch of the season, is the way I want to say this, when they would decide to like trap a ball handler or what have you, like behind that, the rotation behind that could get a little dicey at times. I feel like defensively they've gotten a little bit better about that, but because of the way that the Warriors move the ball, as you mentioned, they move it decisively and quickly. Mm-hmm. It does make me wonder, like, if you are not entirely in lockstep as a full five-man defense, knowing, hey, this is what the rotation needs to look like behind this. I go here, you go there, in order to kind of get yourself back into a shape.
Mm-hmm.
They could take advantage of that.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think that they've been, you know, going back to this recent stretch, I think they've been playing a level of defense, and they've had a level of interconnectedness that probably allows this Rockets team to handle that well.
I do agree. I have confidence in what Ime Udoka can do, and I think Jabari might be a big factor in this series.
Why do you say that?
Just because he can do so many different things at different positions, you know, defensively. You know,
okay.
I think he might be able to slide into some of those roles and into some of those plays a lot better.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I imagine that this actually might be a Terror Twins revival
Could
of
be.
sorts, because it feels like having, you know, switchable guys and having multiple guys that can kind of do some of those similar things would be really helpful. When you talk about Tari, Dillon, and obviously Amen, who is probably going to likely get to get the Steph Curry assignment as he did the last time when he held all of 3 points in that game. One of the things I did notice in this game, because Memphis, they had a couple of instances where they clawed back in this game. We mentioned them getting down in big ways. I noticed that also those times where they were clawing back, obviously Steph is a great player. When he's not there on the floor, they were able to claw back. But I don't think that was just not Steph being there. I think it was the change of pace.
Yes.
With Jimmy Butler at the helm, Jimmy Butler is a lot more methodical. He takes his time in trying to decide what he's doing. I do wonder if that's also another place where the Rockets, a team that admittedly offensively is not of the same caliber as some of these other teams in the playoffs. Like they require, you know, multiple looks in a possession and those types of things. If you have, you know, less of those supernova, you know, runs when Jimmy Butler is on the floor and slowing down the offense and having a more methodical plotting offense, can that be a boon for the Rockets where they have opportunities to, you know, to have stretches of you know, runs because the Warriors are slowing this thing down?
But the that's what makes it so much fun to me, because the Warriors, and I was looking at the stats over the last 15 games, like their transition offense has been off the charts, but the Rockets have transition defense, you know, and so that's going to be able to be big. And then the other thing that I wrote down is, I don't know if it's Warriors magic or luck or whatever, but that last play, that wasn't a 5 second. That wasn't a 5 second violation.
And it didn't look like it.
It wasn't.
It wasn't, but I think that speaks to, in some ways, experience versus inexperience and how it shows up in postseason basketball. I was listening to Steve Jones Jr., used to be a coach in the NBA, video assistant, all those types of things, breaking down that final 5 seconds call. And one of the things he noted, even though, yeah, it was, you're right, it was a it was a fast 5 seconds. When you get the ball to inbound onto that play, your action probably needs to start immediately so you get the maximum opportunity in that 5 seconds.
You know, we used to say as he's handing the ball,
you need to be
the
moving.
Player, you need to start your movement.
And it felt like they they were half a beat slow compared to the Warriors, where they did things like Gary Payton the second was holding on to Ja Morant in a way that, you know, they're not going to call, but you have that physicality, that veteran savvy. Yeah. I think those are the things that differentiated the Warriors between the Memphis Grizzlies, and I do wonder how much of that is going to show up, if at all, in the difference between the Warriors and the Rockets.
And let's hear that final call, because there's a word in there that I just love and is used far too infrequently.
To get it back. And he gets it out to Morant.
5 seconds.
5 second violation. They could not inbound.
5 seconds.
Oh my goodness. Calamity.
Calamity.
Don't even get a look at it. Very reminiscent of that Florida Houston game.
No, it's not, Reggie. And don't sound so excited about it, dog.
What did that have to do with
nothing?
He just wanted to be a jerk.
Nothing. Nothing at all. It was 4.5. I was doing the arm thing that the referees did like 2 or 3 times.
And usually
when I folded it back at 4.5 is when they called it.
Usually like, they let that roll with a little bit of
a little extra.
I'm excited for what the series holds. But in bringing up that 5 seconds, one of the things it did make me think of, it's a bad start of the postseason for officiating. Now, it's a play-in game. I don't know if that's you know, kind of slotted differently, because typically in order to officiate postseason games, it's the best of the regular season. Yeah. I was like, that's not a great start for postseason officiating. So hopefully we don't see like more bad postseason officiating, because the Rockets have had enough of that, especially in series
with
the Warriors. So like, you don't need any of that in this series. But yeah, I looked at both of these teams. They're very vulnerable, as you would expect of a 7-8 matchup, and I feel like the Rockets are probably very well positioned to handle up this series that they have against the Warriors. We'll talk more about that as we continue on through the week. I think we might even talk to some people about it as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about the Astros, who played yesterday in St. Louis. Got a win, in fact, 2-0. Still a lot of questions about this team, but I feel like there's one place where we can absolutely put questions away. Let's talk about that next.